Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Paul coming through in the break with the exact total that the max contract can be had, $19.1 million AAV, a salary cap total of $95.5 million. I don't think McDavid's going to get that, but certainly that's something that he's certainly worthy of, just, of course, with the way that he plays and the production that he puts up.
Well, Matt Duchene didn't get that. He signed a four-year deal in Dallas at $4.5 million average.
Yes, yes. Thank you for bringing that up, Paul. I was going to at some point, but you beat me to the punch. Joining us right now on the Wester Hotline, it's been a while since we've last talked with Mike Morial from NHL.com, but Mike was gracious enough to join us this morning to talk some NHL draft as we're about a week away from the draft taking place in Los Angeles. Mike, it's been a while since we've gotten the chance to last speak about draft talk in the hockey world. How are you, good sir?
Hello, Brayton. Hello, Paul. Glad to be on with you guys this morning. It's, we're at that point, right, guys? It's the end of the Stanley Cup final, dominant performance by the Florida Panthers. Congratulations to the organization there. And congrats to the Edmonton Oilers, too, on reaching the Cup final and what they had to go through to get there. I don't think no one anticipated that happening. And now we're gearing up for the NHL draft in L.A. at L.A. Live's Peacock Theater. It's going to be exciting. It's a brand-new type setting, right, guys? It's going to be decentralized, so we'll get to see what that's all about.
And, yeah.
There's a lot of good prospects in this draft, so it's going to be interesting how everything comes together and falls.
Well,
do you like this? Just because it's the first year doing it, and you mentioned, I mean, the players are going to be in Los Angeles. I'm going to be at Highmark Stadium here in Buffalo in Orchard Park, home of the Bills, covering the draft because that's where the Sabres are going to be. Do you like this setup?
You know what, Paul? It's definitely going to be different from previous events as it moves from that centralized format that we are accustomed to. The NHL looks like they're going to invite a little over 90 prospects to attend the draft. Team execs, coaches, and scouts won't be present for the most part. You know, each team is going to gather, as you mentioned, Paul, at a central location at their home market or a place of their choosing. It's going to be different in a way because you're not going to, and I spoke to a few GMs and some scouts about this when I was at the combine about the new format. And, you know, I think the biggest thing and what everyone, you know, what everyone was kind of referring back to is the fact that you're not going to be on the floor being able to discuss things with GMs, and Danny Briere discussed, you know, just having the capability of just getting up and going over to a table, that type of thing. But you know, other people did mention too that it's also kind of good because you know, you're with your group, you're hunkered in, you can get business done. There's no extraneous, you know, things to take your mind off what needs to be accomplished as an organization. So I guess there's benefits. But to me, it's going to be different for me not to see the GMs and the scouts and everyone else there on the draft floor with the team placards, you know, on the tables. It's always a fun time. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, Mike, certainly the NHL draft, when looking at the prospects, we know that Matthew Schaefer and Michael Mesa have widely been regarded as the top two prospects in this year's draft, with many mocks having Matthew Schaefer going one, Michael Mesa going number two. What intrigues you about both of those prospects overall?
Yeah, well, Matt Schaefer, you know, to me is at the top rate, no doubt. You know, how many number one defensemen are there in the league right now? I know for sure it's not 32. I mean, is it 16? Is it 25? What I do know is Schaefer is someone who could take over a game from the back end, recognizes what skill he needs to use to do that. He's able to size up opponents as good as anyone I've seen, because you can see him adapt his game as it goes on. Erie general manager David Brown told me something very interesting, guys. He remembered former Erie GM Sherry Bassin talking about Connor McDavid in an interview back in 2015. And it was almost similar to what they're saying now about Schaefer. Look, I know they play different positions, but the fact that he had the ability to make plays before the plays happened, he knew where pucks were going, knew what he was going to do once he had the puck on his stick. It's his instinctual vision, his hockey IQ and awareness that were off the charts. And I think that kind of sums up, you know, really the kind of player that Schaefer is. And as far as Mesa is concerned, and to me, with the size at 6'1", 184, he played wing prior to this season, guys. As you probably know, he played center this season and really stood out. The scouts loved what they saw from him down the middle. Skating, passing, the hockey sense. My NHL comparable to Michael Mesa is Steven Stamkos and what Stammer was able to do, you know, his first few years in the league. He's highly skilled, smart, does everything you can ask for or expect, and he does it all while playing the game the right way. He's that 200-foot player, his details in every area of the ice, very responsible in his own end of the ice. He's that type of player, and he does it with such quickness and elite hockey sense that it's just great to watch. So two fantastic players here. And if I were to tier them, it's Schaefer one, then draw the line, and then Mises in a group of other, you know, really good high-caliber players.
Now we look at a lot of people say that the draft really starts with pick number three, which is held by the Chicago Blackhawks. And from there, it's pick three to 10, 11, 12, where it's kind of a toss up where who can go where, which players are more sought after than others. Are you seeing any sort of surprises or sensing anything in that range, especially where the Sabres are at number nine, that you know, could play out come next Friday in the first round?
I'll tell you what, Brent, like that 2 to 5 range, I'm looking at Mesa, I'm looking at Caleb Desnoyers, I'm looking at Anton Frandell and James Hagans. Those are the players, and I'm sure you've heard and read a lot about them. 6 to 11, you're looking at the Porter Martones, the Jake O'Briens, the Victor Eklunds, who was a teammate of Frondell's this year in the Girardin. Roger McQueen, who's coming off the back injury, but looked very, very healthy and ready to go at the combine, did all the testing and did it very well. The kid Brady Martin, real hard-nosed player from Sault Ste. Marie in the O, goes about 6'178". I'm a big fan. You know, the kid does it all. Brady Martin is a player that could be in that range for the Sabres. Look, when I think of the Sabres two guys, like, they're at a point now, they have some good prospects in the system, but you'd want to kind of bulk up. But they're at a point where transitioning to a win now mode is more important to me, you know, for the fan base and everyone, than acquiring draft picks and future prospects. So it's going to be interesting to see how many of their 10 picks in this draft could be in play. But I know for sure they should keep that first one, because they're going to get an elite player here. The players, obviously, you have the defenseman, Radomyrka from Seattle. Big size player, 6'6", 207, has been outstanding since he showed up in Seattle the middle of this season. The guy that I had going to the Sabres in my most recent mock draft And not only the fact is he a real good, solid defenseman in Kayshawn Atchison, the defenseman from Barry, but he plays with an edge in his game. And let's face it, the Sabres could use, whether it be a forward with some, you know, some aggressive play, someone that's going to stand up for teammates, or someone on the back end. Kayshawn, you know, he's one of the most physical, competitive defenders I've seen come through the Ontario League in the last decade. Defensive intensity never wavers. He's a feared hitter, block shots. He got tangled up with Porter Martone on several occasions in many games when they played Brampton this year. They dropped the mitts. It was a lot of fun. And the funny thing is, guys, that Kayshawn Atchison and Porter Martone were roommates at the combine, and they didn't know that that was going to happen. So here's Kayshawn getting ready to walk into the room, and there's Porter Martone standing there like, oh, hey, what's going on? So if they had mitts, they probably would have dropped them then. But those are a few players. You know, the Brady Martins, the Kayshawn Atchisons, the Radim Mirkas, those are the players that I think could be in the range of the Sabres, and those would be fantastic picks.
I heard about Mirka. A lot of folks have talked about him going to the Sabres, a right-handed shooting defenseman, something the Sabres desperately need. But when I read about it and talk to people about it, they're not sure he would be available at 9. They think he might be gone by 9. Do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, that's quite possible, Paul. Look, the thing is that this, to me, when I look at this draft, it's top heavy with centers. And who doesn't need centers? Whether you have them in your prospect pipeline or not, you always want to maybe add to that, because you could use them as trade bait down the road or anything else. So it's good better to have more assets than fewer. So, but look, I like Radim Mirka. I think he's probably, Paul, I would say, in my opinion, probably the second best defenseman on the board in this draft. But again, as I said, he, you know, was outstanding since he showed up in Seattle, played about 30 minutes a night in all situations, handles that shutdown role. The thing that I didn't know that, you know, I did discuss with Radim when I saw him at the combine, was he really started dedicating himself to hockey when he was 14 years old. So here we are 4 years later, and now he's the number 5 prospect on Central Scouting's final ranking of North American skaters. So to me, and I wrote about this in my story on NHL.com, Radim Mirka probably has the highest ceiling of anyone in this draft, because he's really starting to come into his own as far as hockey development and what he needs to do to improve in his game. And when you have a guy that's 6'6", 207, as you said, Paul, right-handed shot, yeah, that's a lot to be desired. And not only that, he played against Jaromír Jágr, had an opportunity to play against Jágr when he was playing in the Czech League. He said that was a lot of fun. He goes, but you know what? I couldn't get the puck off of him. For whatever reason, I just couldn't get that puck away from him. And I was like, well, don't worry about Radim. Neither can anyone in the NHL. So, Radim, he could be gone. But if he's not, I think that would be a real solid choice as well, Paul.
Mike Morial, NHL.com, joining us on the Wester Hotline here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. I do love the idea of drafting Radim Mirka with the 9th overall pick, if he's available, of course. But, Mike, you made mention of one guy that, in the conversation with Kayshawn Atchison with Porter Martone, saw a couple of people talking where earlier this year he was slotted to potentially be a top 3, top 5 pick in that group. Group with the likes of Misa, Hagans, Frondell, even Caleb Desnoyer. Now there's been some talk that he could fall down the draft board. I mean, he was at the World Juniors playing for Canada this past year. He's been at the World Championship with Canada as well. What is it that might lead him to dropping down the board to even some point where some people are saying he could be available for the Sabres at number 9, being a 6'3", 205-foot?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But winger.
You know what I think, Brayton? I've talked to a lot of scouts about this. What's the reason? At first, it comes to me like maybe the thought of there are so many good centermen in this draft with good size as well. So when you're comparing apples to, oranges, and the apple is a 6'1", 6'2" center that's capable of doing some of the same things that Porter can, then maybe you go with that. Maybe you go with that other player, like a Jake O'Brien or someone of that sort with similar, not similar size, but close to it and plays with the same type of style. But Porter Martin, to me, did nothing to diminish what everyone thought of him earlier in the year. There were some skeptics out there that, did say the skating might have been an issue for Porter entering the season. But to me, when I watched him on tape, saw him live, major issues in the skating that can't be developed and groomed and marinated, over the course of, a year, 2 years, with whatever an NHL team does take him. He has that package that teams look for, right? He has a little bit more of the size asset element to his game than some of the other skaters in this top five do. I think that's appealing to some teams, but I also think he's eliminated those concerns about the skating. He's undervalued on his skill set, guys. He's the one who wears his compete on his sleeve, and I think that's really what endears him to a lot of NHL clubs. And look, I did speak to some clubs, some teams that are in that top six, top seven range. I said, hey, we know there are good centers in this draft, but there's also a pretty good right wing, big size right wing that we could be looking at as well. So, look, I talked to, James Richmond, the coach over there, and he was telling me about how, the comparisons to Corey Perry are very on the mark and what he's been able to bring. And look, he's a captain too with Brampton. That's not easy to do, a young 17, 18-year-old as a captain on the team. He went to Canada, was at the World Championships, helped Canada out the World Junior Championships on an international level. He's been there, done that. So this is a player, Brayton, and I agree with you. Like, if he's there for the Sabres at 9, they got to think long and hard before passing on a player like Porter Martin.
Another player that's really intriguing in this year's draft, and I think you can kind of easily point back to a player that was drafted high last year in Caden Lindstrom, but this year, Roger McQueen is another player that, I've seen plenty of people liken him to Tage Thompson just with his size and his ability as a right shot player down the middle of the ice, but the back injuries are a concern with him as well. How do you see things playing out with him? And he's another guy that obviously could be available for the Sabres at 9, but there's some that still believe he could go as high as in the top 5, and then others that feel like he could drop out of the top 10.
6'5", 197, right-handed shot, ticks a lot of boxes, Brayden, in terms of his size and the skill level. A big guy who's got that potential to be a number one center in the NHL one day, can contribute on your top power play unit, moves very well for the size, he can get to where he needs to be on the ice, with or without the puck, possesses the game, he processes the game so well. Really good decision maker with the puck once he has it, and it's so hard to contain him. His shot is excellent. Now, obviously there were those, talks at the combine that even shocked, were shocking in that he was misdiagnosed with the back injury it's been almost 2 years. So that was, they had said it was a bulging disc when actually it was a fracture, in his back. So he was doing rehab for a bulging disc for some time before finally got that second opinion because it wasn't healing properly and he wasn't feeling well. So he did get that all straightened out with over the past year. I know he missed a lot of time this year, but it was because of the recovery and it was because of what Brandon wanted him to go through to make sure he was 100%. They don't want to injure their top centerman. And then, you know, the proof was in the pudding, guys, right at the combine. He did all the testing. He did them well. He was very happy with how he performed, had a little over, 25 interviews at the combine. So obviously teams are very much interested in him. He did all the medicals that teams asked of him, and everything turned out great. So that's a credit to Roger and the work that he put in to get himself better at this point. And let's face it, guys, he's still a young player. The body's going to heal a lot better. So where he goes, it's going to be tough. I mean, do you take a player that's missed that many games this year knowing that he had the back injury, or do you maybe play it safe and take another player? That's going to be how these teams with the dilemma that they're going to have to face. But Roger McQueen, I tell you, when healthy, he could have been a top two pick in this draft for sure if he was healthy and played a full season.
I remember arriving at the draft last year and so many teams. I mean, Kevin Adams of the Sabres said he'd be looking to trade the pick. He doesn't need any more prospects. He needs guys that can help now. Other GMs were talking about trading the pick. We get there and nobody traded their pick. And it was like, what? Wait a minute. All these teams are trading their first round pick and nobody did. Did that surprise you last year?
I guess in some ways it did. Maybe there was a player that they were really hard on that they liked in the draft, or maybe the deal just wasn't there, right? Paul, we know how these things work and how GMs suddenly change minds about certain players or certain picks that they want to, give up in a trade. So we don't know what really happened, but I guess in some way it was a little bit surprising. I do know this, though, or I feel this, I should say, that with the decentralized draft this year, we might see a lot more activity maybe a day or two before the draft with trading. There's always that prospect of having the one big one happen on draft day, whether it be the first round or day two. But the idea of trading a top 10 pick, top 11 pick, wherever it might be, whether it's its own or as part of a package in exchange for a proven impact player, is something, we speculate a lot this time of year, and as well we should be. But especially in a draft where the caliber of player potentially available at 10 may not reach that of this year, of years past, the drawback to that idea is the rarity of such trades. As you said, Paul, in the last 15 years, I looked this up, only 6 top 10 picks have been traded in the days leading up to or at the NHL draft, the last coming in 2022 when Chicago traded Alex DeBrincat to the Ottawa Senators for the 2022 seventh overall pick. So, we'll see what happens this year at the draft, but it's always it's always a storyline heading in. The writers want something to write about, and certainly players trading teams and going to different teams, different organizations is always a good one.
Well, Adam said in April already he's totally open to looking into trading number 9. So he has not backed off that a year later.
Yeah, if the Sabres feel they can acquire a veteran player, right, Paul, who can contribute immediately, they should definitely consider trading the pick. Trading the pick could be a way to add a significant player who could help the Sabres make that playoff push, make the playoffs, not in the near future, now.
Real quick, Mike, before we let you go, I did want to get the chance to ask you, you've obviously been a guy that follows a lot of the prospects, not only leading up to the draft, but even their years afterwards. Wanted to get your thoughts quickly on the Sabres' prospect system and who might be interesting for you this upcoming season in terms of guys you'll be watching or maybe even someone that might make a jump to try to make the NHL roster.
Yeah, there are a good number of prospects in the Sabres system. I like what they have here in the pipeline. Konsta Hellenius, who they took number 14 in 24. Noah Ostlund in 22 at number 16. Anton Wahlberg, number 39 in 2023. Isaac Rezaian, number 14 in 21. And even the Cleaver kid, the defenseman they took there, I like him. But the kid I have my eye on is Hellenius. And, you know, I know he was in Rochester, an all-around good two-way center. Probably benefited from playing with men in Europe because he's not overwhelmed, and that's pretty rare. So I like what Hellenius has to offer. The Cleaver kid is someone to keep an eye on, too. I know in 24, he went in the second round to the Sabres. He looks like a guy that is getting better and better with the puck on his stick. He just needs to work on the puck skills a little bit, maybe his feet. But he's got, you know, he has the big, long frame, goes about 6'5", 210, handled himself really, really well at the World Juniors. You know, I'm impressed with Cleaver and what he's been able to do defensively. And then Rezaian, the right wing, goes about 6'1", 180. I know he played in Rochester, the 21 draft for the Sabres there. He, you know, really attacks the game, gets to the middle of the ice, has an ability to strip guys because he's really tenacious when he's on the puck. Not going to overpower the opposition or opposing players with his physicality, but he can get there quick, use that stick, like, you know, can win battles, advance pucks, and that's what the Sabres need, those guys that are going to muck and grind in the corners, do some of the dirty work. And, you know Lindy Ruff loves those kind of guys. So, I like what the Sabres have here, Braden, in the pipeline. And this draft, they'll certainly be able to build that.
How do you feel about Owen Power? I mean, here's a 22-year-old first overall pick. He takes a lot of grief here in Buffalo. But defensemen very often take a little bit. Even Rasmus Dahlin at 22 wasn't what Rasmus Dahlin is now. How do you look at Owen Power 3 years into it now as the number one overall pick at 22 years of age?
Yeah, still a young player, right, Paul? So I think that's the one thing people need to take into consideration and keep in mind when they talk about a lot of these players. I like what Power's been able to bring to the Sabres. I know he does things with a quiet, a calmness about him. That's just how he is. He's a cerebral player. But, you know, once he gets going and once he, you know, he's been able to learn what the Sabres need from him, I think he's been, you know, better than average. Let's put it that way. I like, you know, the growth of this player. Obviously, the number one pick, there's a lot on your shoulders. And, you know, whenever you're the number one pick, there's going to be a major spotlight on you. Came into the league at a young age. I thought he picked up the best he can, what he could. You know, I like what Pyro brings to, you know, specialty teams, what he's been able to do 5-on-5. He's got a big powering shot back there. You know, he's a player that, to me, as he gets older, as he learns, as he develops more under the system with the style that the Lindy Ruff wants to play, I think it's going to benefit him. And I know for sure because I've seen it with Ruff and with the Devils when he was with the Devils and how he approached young players, particularly young defensemen. He's going to learn the right way, and that's going to be, as long as he listens and you know, listens to Lindy and does the things that he needs to do to develop and grow the way we all know he can, he's going to make an impact with the Sabres for sure.
Mike Morreale, NHL.com, joining us on the Western Hotline this morning. Mike, it's always great to talk with you. Thanks again. Enjoy the draft, and we'll talk again sometime down the line, I'm sure.
Yep, sounds great, Brayton, Paul. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great evening.
You as well. Mike Morreale, NHL.com on the Western Hotline. We'll step aside. Come right back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You're listening to WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.